You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live, Fashion 411, featuring the week's roundup of fashion news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, Fashion 411.
Hello, everyone. It's Fashion Friday. If you're tuning in right now, this is Fashion 411 on Black Hollywood Live. This just happens to be the number one fashion podcast on iTunes. Yes, and that's all because of you. So thank you very much. We have a special guest in the studio today, so let's just get right to it, and everyone can go around the room and introduce themselves. I'll start across the table.
Okay. Hey, guys. I'm your host, Erica Garcia Rojas, your spicy Latina, born and raised in L.A., who turned my love for fashion into a business, Rally Babe Apparel. We just launched our brand new website, rallybabe.com. Check it out.
That website is really great. Oh, I just looked at it like 2 days ago. Anyway, I'm your girl, Courtney Stewart. I'm your resident fashionista shoeaholic, and I'm having a heart attack right now looking at all these shoes on the table. I'm always giving you guys, the consumer perspective.
And I'm Deanna Vaughn. I'm your former New York City buyer turned budget fashion babe, and I'd like to think I can bring you guys the runway to the real way. And let's introduce our special guest for today. We have Miss Cherry Johnson with us.
In the building!
In the building! Now, Cherry Johnson, I'm sure you most notably know her from Family Matters and also Punky Brewster. And I just have to tell everybody, she has not aged a single bit.
No.
She
same face.
Same.
Thank you. How do you do it?
A good life, babe.
Oh my God.
And so, lots of shoes.
Yes. In addition to being an actress, Miss Cherry has a shoe line, so we're going to dig into that a little bit down the line. But first off, we got a little who, what, where action, and just, you know, I had a little fun with this since Cherry is with us today. I thought I'd do a little 80s throwback fashion.
Yes. Punky Brewster. Crazy fashion.
Yes, Punky Brewster actually, you know, she started some trends, and, you know, back in the 80s, and what's old always becomes new again. Mm-hmm. So let's look at what Miss Punky Brewster inspired. Let's see, what's first up? So she always used to wear, you know, those colorful mixed match sneakers. All right. So that's Punky on the left. Oh, I also want to remind you guys, you can check out pictures on Instagram at BHL Fashion 411. And you can also check them out on our website, blackhollywoodlive.com. So Miss Punky is on the left with her colorful sneakers. And if you want to recreate that look today, Marc Jacobs actually has a pair of the platform sneakers, and they're kind of like a nice color block pattern, and they can be yours too for the small price of $495. But isn't it crazy, you know, like how everything just comes back, you know?
I think it's really funny because what actually happened is my uncle used me as a muse when he created the show.
Uh-huh.
I never wanted to do what everybody else wanted to do, so I used to put on two different shoes.
Oh.
And so he took that and actually put it in the show from two different shoes to my headband. Those were things that Cherry really did in real life.
That's little insider information. So you were the inspiration for this look.
Yes.
Wow. Love it.
Do you still wear two different kind of shoes? I don't wear two different kind of shoes. Well, I did to a bridal shower because it was like pick your favorite shoe.
Uh-huh.
And then you were going to win a prize, and I couldn't pick between two pair, and I still won anyway.
Yeah, that's funny.
What I do all the time is I have on two different socks just because I don't like matching socks.
So I make sure I buy
cute ones, and whichever ones end up on my feet are on my feet.
Wow. That's
funny. I don't match socks either, but it's not deliberate. It's just because I can't. I got to notice. Different socks, like a Christmas one and like a hot pink one. My husband's like, oh my God. He's like, for being in fashion, I know my socks are not fashionable.
But it makes you happy when you take a shoe off.
All right, let's look at the next look inspired by Punky Brewster. Okay, so She also wore like baggy jeans, little beat up. Now they're known today as boyfriend jeans. Mm-hmm. And they're everywhere. I mean, from the Gap, from high end to this pair right here is from ASOS.com. They're $64. They're everywhere. So again, what's old is new. I have a couple of these jeans. I love them. Yeah. Comfortable. You know, you can, you know, unbutton them if you want. But, you know, they're baggy.
What are you talking about?
Just wear a shirt and kiss him.
You know,
it's Courtney, easy. Where did your mind go?
No, I just like unbuttoned him. I mean, what are you talking
if
about?
If I had a, if I had a lot like a full to eat,
this
you know,
is non-VHL love on top.
But, I mean, it's just so funny how, I mean, these are the, you know, original pictures from back in the 80s, and it's, and the, it's same, the same thing. It's the same yeah. thing.
Look at that picture. Thing. That's totally making me want to go out and get a pair of boyfriend jeans.
Yeah, that, they look so great in that picture. The heels. They never look that cute on me.
I will say my boyfriend hates them. He does not like when
Guys
I wear
don't
them
like them.
Because
no.
they don't think that they're sexy. But I love them.
Oh,
so.
I love them too.
Yeah, they're great. Let's see. What's up next? Miss Plunky also used to wear vests, like a colorful vest, and she had these little pins and stuff. Now that vest has been, it's been reinterpreted in different ways. So the first one, it's a leather vest. Let's see, who is this one from? This one is a vegan leather vest from Sanctuary for $128 on Piper Lime. And then in the middle, that is a denim moto vest from Rhyme Los Angeles for $89, also available on Piper Lime. And then if fur is your fancy, you can also, you know, do a little animal. And that's Elizabeth and James for only $695. So, again,
right. I'm a East Coast girl. It's good for everyone.
I love it.
So that's how
fur vests are huge this season. Yeah. They're huge. You see them everywhere. Huge. Everywhere. I was at a fashion show last night, and they had like all their fall stuff in winter, and the fur vests and faux fur, real fur, you name it.
Yep, and what's so great, you can layer it just with anything, you know? So if you want to be warm, I think it's a great piece for the West Coast or the East Coast, you know? So
that's great. I'm still in style. I just haven't been
thinking
that
it's style.
Instant glamorous.
Yeah, and then let's see, what do we have up next? All right, again, Funky love the color blocking, you know, lots of fun, funky colors. Were you responsible for this as well?
It's because I couldn't match. It wasn't like purposely, but I didn't care if it was stripes and polka dots. It was mine. It was clean.
Wow. Well, now this is a whole, color blocking is a whole new revolution. Color block sweaters and dresses are actually a really big thing for the fall. The first one we have here, it's a BB Dakota acrylic color block sweater, $70 at Revolve Clothing. The next look we have is just color blocked on the sleeves. That's a cashmere sweater from Equipment. Only $278, but, you know, it's cashmere. And then the last sweater, it's from Michael Stars. It's a color block wool sweater for $99. So there's a little something for everybody if you want to, you know, have your Punky Brewster moment and color blocking.
Have your
moment. Still there. And then finally, we have the bandana. That was a signature move. And this is actually a Punky Brewster doll.
That's so cute.
Because those dolls were everywhere. But she always tied the bandana around her legs. And again, you can get a bandana from Walmart for 50 cents.
Yes.
Or the beauty supply store. But, you know, a lot of celebrities are still rocking them out in public. It's not just for wearing on your head at night or,
no,
you know.
It's not.
It's definitely still a fashion look, you know. So we've got Rihanna, Lady Gaga, and Gwen Stefani rocking the bandana. So
It's more like a, and it's interesting because these are all like three musicians. It's definitely more of like a rocker, musician-y kind of trend.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. But it's still being used, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's just one of those classic patterns, accessories, you know, that never gets old. So there's our little ode to Punky Brewster fashion for you guys this week. What do we have going on with Style Scoop, Erica?
All right. So now we've got our weekly style news for you guys here this week. And the first one is that it's rumored, or according to Women's World Daily, that Versace has tapped Lady Gaga to front their spring 2014 campaign. And it's going to be photographed by Mert Alice and Marcos Pigot. And Versace has yet to publicly comment, but it's all over the place and everyone's speculating it. And Women's World Daily is a pretty reliable source, so.
That's not a surprise. That fits. It totally fits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They kind of look alike.
Right?
I know.
Yeah.
In this picture, they do. If you guys are on Instagram, BHL Fashion 411, we got pictures. More Gaga news. H&M just opened up its big flagship store this week at Four Times Square. According to Women World Daily, it promised to be a huge production. The 42,000 square foot store opened its doors with an appearance by Lady Gaga wearing H&M, and she was interacting with customers for the evening. And also more news on that store. The Times Square flagship will be the very first to offer that Isabel Marant collection that we were talking about.
Came out.
I think this store opened up on midnight, and so because of that, they were the first ones to debut the collection.
That's awesome.
And other features of that new store include a try and buy feature, where shoppers can purchase clothing straight from the dressing room right after trying it on. There's also a digital runway where customers can record themselves walking and transfer it to a larger LED screen for the entire store to see.
The whole store.
It's not enough for Instagram and all that to see the whole store. And H&M is also going to be carrying Gaga's Art Pop album in 175 of their locations.
A little tip for the Isabel Marant line. I noticed if you guys happen to live in the Los Angeles area, the Beverly Center, for whatever reason, they never really sell the designer collaborations. Mm-hmm. It's always just sitting there. That's a tip. Yeah.
All right.
The past couple designer collaborations, like, you can go and they have a full collection there. You don't have to wait in line, and they have everything.
I think in LA, people get the same. It seems like the same thing even at the Target ones. They're not like, I feel like I see a lot of the designer stuff left there. I think we're just spoiled here in LA in the sense that we have so much, like so many stores, so many things, you know, to choose from. So
you don't have to worry about it running out. That's for
and
sure.
There's a million H&Ms. There's a million of them here in the area. All right. Up next, another collaboration, and that's Beyoncé with Rent the Runway. Beyoncé's collaborating with Rent the Runway with her new Beyoncé boutique. The Beyoncé boutique will have some of the singer's favorite styles offered by the site and include dresses by designers like Victor and Rolf, Moschino, Bagley Mischka, Hervé Leger, and much more. Beyoncé's picks come at no surprise with plenty of sparkle, a few little black dresses, and a couple of glamorous floor sweeping gowns.
Nice. Beads for Christmas parties. Because that's what she does.
And what I like about that, since you're renting the dress, you know, everybody can afford to have their Beyonce moment, you know, kind of like feel like her and look like her, you know, just for, I don't know, $100 or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's kinda smart.
Yeah,
it's very smart. If I ever get married, that's the way I'm doing it.
Rent that wedding dress?
Yes! I'm never going to use it.
You know, I kind of think that too. Yeah.
Not so much for the bride, now that you mentioned, but the bridesmaids. Mm-hmm. Because I would spend $100 to rent a gorgeous, you know, some of these dresses I'd never really explored Rent the Runway before, but I went on there and kind of checked it out. I mean, some of these dresses are, you know, $1,000.
Yeah,
they're very expensive as a bridesmaid. I'd rather spend $100, $150 on a gorgeous dress like that versus $200 on a dress I'll never use again.
I agree.
They have to spend another $100 on alterations for.
As a bride, once you get it treated and they seal it in that box, you open it up 20 years later. It's still going to be like...
I didn't even get my dress treated. Mine's like still sitting in my closet.
It's not going to make a difference.
I had two dresses, too.
My girlfriend got married this past June. She bought an original Vera Wang dress. It cost almost $20,000. She just sold it and got like 75% of her money back.
Oh, really?
That's a good move.
There's a lot of sites these days where you can actually sell your dress.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Good plan. $20,000.
All right. So up next, we've got Alexander McQueen in trouble for racial discrimination.
Another one.
According to New York Daily News, Alexander McQueen's Manhattan flagship is the latest retailer to be in the press due to racial discrimination. Mm. Moselle Blanco, a former Latina employee, is suing the label, claiming she was subject to a decade of abuse in the form of personal attacks and racial slurs by her bosses.
So she put up with that for 10 years.
That's what I thought was interesting. Blanco says one manager was particularly cruel, saying she had greasy hands like a Mexican and barring her from touching the furs. The suit claims that Blanco's manager also spread rumors about her during her time at McQueen and called her derogatory names like Taco Smoke, Burrito Face, and Goya Princess. Some employees say the name calling is
not good, was a product of a brother-sister relationship between the two, while Blanco disagrees. Blanco was fired from her job last September when she failed to pick up a dress sent on consignment to Jessica Seinfeld. This isn't the first time McQueen employees have been accused of discrimination. Back in July, a security guard for the store filed a lawsuit saying he was also subjected to name-calling and other forms of the basement while he was working for the company.
Wow.
Yeah. Really, people?
I just want to know why she put up with that for 10 years.
Like, you know, I mean, I thought about that, too, as I was, like, you know, looking at this. Sometimes...
Was she getting paid that
Maybe
well?
She was young when she started?
Maybe she was young. Maybe she's just worried about not having a way to pay her bills. I don't know. But you wonder, yeah, after 10 years...
It's a long time to tolerate stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know?
And she's like it right.
Huh? I'm a little black Latino myself, so I know 10 minutes full of something I don't want, a whole other personality comes out.
I know. I mean, it's not right. But, I mean, if this is, I mean, you have to assume it's true. I mean, it's horrible what happened, right. But you wonder why.
Yeah,
why after 10 years? And what I think is they said here that the employees also said it was kind of like a brother-sister relationship with her and the manager that they used to call each other.
The manager thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the manager thought it was funny. Maybe for a while it was funny, and maybe something happened where it just...
was obviously
it was bad, and it crossed the line.
That's the thing, it's never funny.
Yeah. And that's the thing. These should always be addressed at the get-go, anytime anything is like this.
You can't let people get buddy-buddy with you and do racial jokes just because you think it's making, you know, I'm going to get closer and have a better relationship. And it sounds to me maybe that's what was happening.
That's what I think so, too. Or maybe she was always uncomfortable with it, and she just let it slide or whatever. And it's like, it's funny. And something maybe
there was
maybe,
one joke that was too far. And I was like, I can't.
That poor girl, but it makes me want to go purge some of those things in my closet. Disgusting.
Oh, it's the employees. Behavior.
But right. It's the bosses.
It's still tolerated by the company.
It is still tolerated by the company. And if it was a manager that was doing that, then somebody needed to speak out. Looks like somebody
there's
did
10
years later. Yeah, there's corporate. And it's said that there was somebody else there who, same thing, complained about racial discrimination. So a lot of times the corporation from the top, they aren't purposely at fault, but they allow certain behaviors to maybe become the norm of an environment.
Absolutely. Then, or it's reported and they ignore it and think that, you know.
Or they don't make it comfortable for you to report it, which for 10 years you didn't go to HR at all.
She probably felt threatened.
I can imagine she felt threatened. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But nobody else was in the store. Like, even if I was just another employee, all right, you can only call her a burrito too many times.
I know.
But you'd be surprised. A lot of people get scared and they're only looking out for themselves, you know. It's kind of one of those things where, you know, you see somebody getting beat up and no one calls the police because everyone assumes that somebody else is called, you know, like one of those things. So, I don't know.
Yeah, not good.
It's unfortunate.
But in some ways, it's good that these things are coming out, that for some reason or another, people are feeling more comfortable to talk about it, because if they're not talked about and they're not addressed, then it's never going to change. So, you know, I just think it's good that it's out there, at least. Okay. Next up, on a letter note, there's a new Tim Gunn show. So fans of Tim Gunn will be excited to learn that the Project Runway mentor just announced this week over Twitter that he's going to star in his own show on Lifetime starting in January. The Under the Gun show is a fashion competition show that'll feature some familiar faces, including Marie Claire's senior fashion editor, Zana Roberts-Rossi, and designer Rachel Roy as judges.
Wow. I actually worked with Tim Gunn when I worked at Liz Claiborne. Okay. And what you see on TV is the same thing. He's just such a wonderful man, so nice, so patient. He sounds the same. Okay, so what colors are we going to... I mean, he sounds the same. Just really, really, really nice guy. Yeah. Very desirable. And he had his own show. Before.
He did on Bravo. It was just short. It didn't last long. It lasted only 2 seasons. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll see if this one lasts longer. And last but not least, here's a question for you guys. Did you guys turn down $24 million?
Well,
to star in a L'Oreal campaign? No. But Adele did.
Yes,
she just turned down an endorsement deal with L'Oreal to replace Cheryl Cole as their UK celebrity spokesperson. Sources say that Adele and L'Oreal were in talks until the singer suddenly decided to go through with the partnership just like at a drop of a hat.
Ooh, no reason?
No reason.
24.
A reason hasn't been revealed yet. But $24 is not like she'd do anything that bad. Like, I would love to be a L'Oreal.
Right.
I mean, Maybe that
Playboy.
The thing that got me though was that they said Cheryl Cole for the same position only had like $500,000 or something crazy.
Oh, really?
And, like, that was what she was paid for the campaign, and they offered her initially, I think it was $19 million, and then they were increasing it to 24 to try to get her.
Guess it goes to show you she doesn't need the money.
Yeah. Or she doesn't care about the money.
Yeah.
But they also said she's working on her album, so maybe that.
Or maybe they wanted her to do something that she really
didn't
believe in.
That's what I'm thinking. Because to turn, I mean, how much?
But it's L'Oreal.
How much work it could really involve in being in that campaign? It's a couple photo shoots, maybe a few appearances here and there. But for $24 million, it's a lot of money for that amount of work. And I imagine, like, she probably still has some time to do her album. So why?
But it could be the image issue and not wanting to make it about what she looks like and not about her talent.
Yeah. Or maybe there was something in the contract that really kept her from, you know, doing other
creative
things.
Creative expressions.
Yeah, exactly.
Things like that.
It could be the contract.
Like, you can only wear our makeup every time.
Exactly.
You
yeah,
video,
or you have to promote it every time. And maybe she felt like she was selling out.
But that's a lot of money. I mean, I can't see why that would be a problem ever. Okay, girl, I will put it on. You can paint it on my body. I might even get naked for you. But I'm just saying, like, that she obviously doesn't have the problems.
Yeah.
$24 million. It's not a bad company. It's not like it's, you know, because I'm worth it. That's not a bad tagline. Hell yeah. I think that's a, you know.
It's not.
The makeup's good. I use L'Oreal and I pay for it.
Yeah. Right. Oh, well. Adele, maybe she's got something in her bag of tricks that we don't know about.
So that's it for our style scoop this week.
All right. Well, it's time to get to know our special guest, Cherry Johnson. Most of you know Cherry from Family Matters and from Punky Brewster, but you actually, you've got a hand in fashion.
Yeah,
let's talk about that. What is going on?
I figure you keep setting the trend, you might as well make a little put money on
it.
Honestly, it happened on accident. I had sat in my makeup chair for a little while, and I had all these shoes lined up, and my makeup artist, Eric Kirker, decided that he was going to take a pair of my shoes and airbrush on them. And he airbrushed some cherries. I think they were these.
Oh, I love the bling.
And the name of your shoe line is?
Black Cherry. Oh. It's Cherry Bomb and Road Rage Shoes. He did my black cherries, and I went on stage and wore them, and I heard a lady in the audience say, "Oh, look at them shoes." And after he did that, I was like, okay, he might be onto something. So I told him to do another pair. And I think that's when he did my Azteca skulls. And I was doing a play, and women started asking me about them after the play. Where can we buy the shoes? So we started doing custom orders. Custom orders turned into 600 pair being delivered by an 18-wheeler. I had no idea how many shoes 600 pair were. So I was like, okay, our first order, it won't be a big deal. The 18-wheeler came down my street, and my garage had to be emptied, and it was like,
wow,
shoes. And then I had to figure out a way to get rid of them.
Yeah.
So I was shocked. In the first 2 months, 600 pair went. And after they went, I was like, I think we're on
a business.
Wow.
Something we could do with that.
Nice. Now, how much do they retail for?
They start at $89, like the basic ones. Like the double R's are $89. Mm-hmm. The Spanish golds are $89. I'm sorry, I'm trying to look.
It's a good price for. Mm-hmm. And so you were telling us before the show that these are all hand painted. Each pair is hand painted.
Every pair is hand painted, and all the stones are placed on there by hand. It was important for him to stay a part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't want any factory putting stuff out, and I don't get to see what people are going to have.
That's really amazing.
Awesome. Yeah. So that's here time local consuming. In U.S. or L.A.?
He's awesome between Los Angeles and Phoenix, Arizona.
Awesome.
How long does it take for him to craft, you know, one pair of shoes?
Probably about 30 minutes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's amazing.
And we're starting to do... Not that we're supposed to do it, but I'm a huge football fan.
Yes.
So when football season came, I was like, okay, I had a pair of stiletto boots. And I was like, I need you to do something. So, I got some stiletto boots.
I just had an epiphany because Miss Rally Bae here across the table.
That's what she does. Yeah, we do licensed products.
She does the bling bling.
So, we have the licenses for colleges, and we can connect because you gotta be really careful. You don't want to.
They're
crazy. Okay, good.
But I've been wearing them for myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as you're not selling.
No.
Okay.
No.
Good.
I've been wearing them for myself, but it is something that I'm very
interested in. Erica can make you some cherry bomb t-shirts.
Yeah, we could do all like licensed stuff. like private labeling. So really? We can talk. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I would love to.
Yeah. We'll talk. We'll do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. So aside from these fabulous shoes, what else have you been up to?
Well, I have a hair oil line.
Wow.
Yeah. I brought you guys samples.
Yay! Oh,
so good.
We love it.
This is the best part of our
job. Like, presents.
This one.
And I love hair oil.
Presents. Oh, yeah. This is Trey Lemonade. And it's all...
Oh, mine's in my purse.
100%. You have another. Okay, it's all 100% natural essential oils. I was on here before and I was talking about how I wanted to use natural things on my hair. And
God, it smells so amazing. Good.
And you can read the label and understand everything
that's on it.
Part. I love that.
That's huge.
There are different scents and they're for different reasons. Like the one I gave you guys is cherry lemonade.
Yeah.
And the reason why I brought you cherry lemonade is because it's, you got to put a hole in it, baby.
Okay. I'm all anxious
to
my hair.
The seasons are changing, and mm-hmm. so is your hair. Yes. So it helps strip away some of the bad stuff mm-hmm. and neutralize it with the good stuff.
That's
and it's great for hot
smart.
Oil treatments. It's also good for your skin as well.
That's great.
My hairdresser thought it was cute 15 years ago for my hair to smell like cherry since my name is Cherry.
Oh.
Come to find out, cherry's a natural growth agent. And people kept asking me, girl, what kind of hair do you use?
It's mine.
The rooted kind?
Oh my gosh.
And I think with all the wear and tear that we get from our hair being in the business, the only reason why I still have hair is probably because I don't use hairspray mm-hmm. and I use 100% natural products.
Wow.
That's so big right now. Like
it is.
Cher, you need to tap into that whole organic, natural movement going on right now in, like, products and stuff. Because there's such passionate communities of people that, like, truly believe in the idea of, like, not having any chemicals.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they're passionate advocates. And you got to tap into that, girl.
We just closed a deal. And it won't happen until February. But the wild cherry oil will be in 187 stores.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's amazing.
Where can we find it now, though?
Yeah.
You can hit me on Facebook or Twitter because I don't like the website yet. But the website is up and it's called Use Wild Cherry. But if you hit me on Facebook or Twitter, mm-hmm. we can always talk about it.
We'll talk websites too. I have an amazing website designer.
Yeah, I don't like
this just needs
all
a
right.
little tweaking.
So let's talk a little bit about let's talk a little bit more about the shoes and like your process with the shoes.
Yes.
What is this a collaboration of like inspiration that you have like from your life or what has inspired some of these designs?
What definitely inspired the closed-toed black shoes was me becoming a producer. I didn't realize as an actress you wear whatever shoes you want. As a producer, you have to have closed-toed professional shoes.
Mm.
Well, I was tired of wearing basic black closed-toed shoes. After a while, I got kind of bored with it. And I did realize that there's a difference between the way the men treat me if I wear flat shoes rather than I wear stilettos because I do have that baby face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they took me serious if I ran in with tennis shoes on or even just some kind of flat ballet slippers.
Mm-hmm.
But when I walk in with my heels on and my little blazer, it's like everybody all of a sudden wants to pretend like they're working. And I kind of liked
it. True. That's such a true comment about how that affects
how people perceive you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was so odd to me. And I started playing with them where I would go back in my office and change my shoes and run around for a little while. And then I would notice I'd put my blazer back on and put my stilettos on and everybody would kind of straighten up. So I was like, look, Eric, I need some shoes, but I need different shoes to wear all the time. And I wanted them to be funky because I'm not the boring plain girl.
Mm-hmm.
So he made me some shoes that I can wear for 14 hours a day and then my feet don't hurt because they're padded. If you feel in the inside of
that,
that was something that was really important for me. That not only are they cute and fashionable, but after 14 hours, women didn't want to kill me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they all come in the same heel height?
We do have different heel heights coming later next year, different season. But right now, they're all the same heel height, and that's high. And that's my fault because I ordered the shoes that I wanted for myself. And then once I started getting other requests, I started tailoring to other people.
That's usually how it is when you have a line. You start with what you like, and then you get the feedback from people. So how are you kind of spreading, like from a business standpoint, how are you spreading kind of the word about the shoe line?
You know, it's been taken off like wildflowers. I did a pilot, and I gave a pair of shoes to the women that were in the pilot, and everybody has a name. You know, it was Vanessa Williams, it was Mari Morrow, mm-hmm. it was Tanji Miller. Then I went on, and I had a friend who did Project One Ray. She wore them. I work for a magazine, so I've put them on the models in the magazine. I actually work for two magazines. One is Glam Couture, and then I run Dimes Magazine. So they went in there. Mm-hmm. I wore them on Dr. Phil. They've been on the Housewives shows. And, you know, you kind of just give them to your friends and see what they do with them. And they'll call you like, hey, girl, is it okay if I wear that? Yes, please.
And you got famous friends, so that helps.
Thank God. And they're very supportive. I think all girls are excited to get a pair of shoes.
Yeah. What girl doesn't love shoes?
I know, right?
I was excited. Moni Love is doing a show like the R&B Sisters or something.
Oh, wow.
And she hit me up on Twitter and was like, how do I buy your shoes? And I was like, give me your address.
Yes, I will mail you some, girl.
Let me send you some shoes.
That's
awesome. So
that's amazing.
The support is awesome. And then not only are they loving the shoes, but they're loving the boxes.
Yeah, the box is great. Yeah.
Thank you. The box has gotten product placement on films and stuff coming up as well.
Oh,
just
cool.
Because
nice.
It makes a closet.
The packaging. Packaging is huge as you're putting a product together. That's awesome. And you're saying the line has been around for 10 months?
Yes, about 8.
Okay, so it's still relatively new.
It's very new.
And so people can buy it online?
Yes,
and
roadrageshoes.com.
Roadrageshoes.com, okay. And then in small boutiques around the country, but yes. Online is probably the easiest
Online
way.
Is definitely the easiest.
And what's your sizing? Is it to 10 to 12?
It's, you know what, we have on the website, it says between 6 and a 10, but if you have a bigger foot, we do custom orders. Oh, wow. So,
and you have half sizes?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank we'll fit anybody. Yes. In fact, I love to throw this out there. It makes some people uncomfortable, but I actually have some drag queens.
I was just going to ask you that. This is right up there. I was just going to ask you that.
I got a request, and he was like, baby, you got a 15? I was like, I can get you anything.
Wow. I get it.
That's awesome. Actually, I have a few contacts. I
want to cater every. In fact, I think our next thing is probably to do a line catered to my queens.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because you can go all out. Yeah. You know? Yes. Nothing's off the table.
Oh, yes.
You know? Feathers, diamonds, whatever. Mm.
I have a pair that we made for a queen, which is just, they're just iced out. But the great thing about them is it's the bottom of them are also decorated. So she does her show and she lifts her foot up.
It's so fun.
That's awesome. That's a good idea. Like, iced out the bottom. So instead of a ring bottom, it can be a bling bottom.
I've seen that. Those are amazing. I love that.
That's awesome.
And they're very wearable. It's not like they're so overly decorated that you can't get it. I
could
wear
those right now.
Absolutely. Like,
Very nice.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
So you mentioned that like you run a magazine, Glam Couture, and Dimes.
I don't run Glam Couture. I just
you do the column.
Yes,
you do the article.
But I run Dimes Magazine.
Got it.
I'm the executive director of Dimes.
Wow.
And you're also an author. Like, you know, you have your own publishing company. Yes. Like, tell us all about that.
I just put out my new book called Stupid Guys.
Stupid
Guys Diary.
Oh,
and
I love that.
Dating in the industry, you end up dating a whole bunch of stupid guys.
Wow.
Wow, I love it.
That's gotta resonate with a lot of women out there, not just in the industry, but I think a lot of single women out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. For me, it was important because the men in the industry always talk about groupies. Unfortunately, the women never talk about it because we don't want to own it. But the truth is there's just as many male groupies as there are women. So I'm putting them on blast.
Oh,
interesting.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Something to think about. All right. So I think we need to move on to a little hot mess.
Okay.
All right. You'll have fun. Just follow along.
Your opinion, which I don't think will be hard to do. Okay. So first up, our first victim is Nicole Scherzinger.
Are these
hot or hot mess? Here's Nicole Scherzinger at the 1-year anniversary party for Sushi Samba in London. And she is wearing a metallic catsuit by Julian McDonald, fall 2013, featuring mesh cutout side details. And like, once again, follow us on Instagram, BHL Fashion 411, and we have all the photos posted there as well.
So what do you guys think of?
I think it's a hot mess. And the reason why I say that is because she's a beautiful girl with a great body. Mm-hmm. This did not tailor her body well. Where's her waist and her boobs?
I don't know.
I'm okay with the not wearing underwear thing. Yeah. Like, you know that? I'm cool with that, especially on her.
It looks like a wetsuit.
Yeah.
Like it she does. Should be going yeah. surfing and it mm-hmm. has holes in the side.
Agreed.
For breeze.
All I'm thinking about is like, this is going to really suck when she has to go to the bathroom.
How do you get out of that? Is it zipped in the back? Like, that's a mess.
Just like recently for my Halloween costume is one of those like jumpsuit things. And the whole night I was like, oh my God.
You got to like
sucks.
Unzip it yeah. all the way down. It's on the dirty floor.
Like the whole thing.
That's terrible.
I don't like it either. I think it's a hot mess. I don't think it makes her body look that bad. It actually really hugs her whole body. I'm just not a fan of the whole look. It's just for her, she is so beautiful, and she doesn't need to be this cheesy in what she's wearing. Like, she's, I would have hoped, kind of risen above wearing something like this. Mm. Like, she's...
A few steps back.
Yeah, like, she's now, like, judged for the X Factor, I believe. Like, she's, you know... I think she's better than this. Yeah.
Steven, did you have any opinions on the outfit? Yeah.
I
want
to know what the guy thinks. It looks like a Bond villain.
Do you like it though? I can see some guys.
I mean,
liking
I could see it in some situations. Yeah.
What situation would that be?
A dominatrix situation.
Yeah. When she has a whip.
I don't know. That seems like. I mean, it definitely seems like a European club.
Yeah,
like, well, definitely in Europe. London. I wouldn't see it in any premiere in America. But it also, she looks like a Bond villain, like a James Bond villain.
Yeah, she does.
I agree with Sherry. I think she's a beautiful girl, great body. She's a little better than that hot mess.
Hot mess.
Who's next?
Okay, up next we've got a little combination of people. We've got Kylie Jenner, Kim Kardashian, and Jennifer Hudson, and all three women wore $1,100 Donna Karan metallic fold-over stretch pencil skirt. And with Kylie, we see it here with a lace-trimmed top and black ankle strap heels. Her Kim rocked the skirt with a green camisole.
I wonder if she stole her sister's skirt or
vice versa.
I doubt they're the same size. I hate to say that. They both.
Ouch, Erica.
They're two different sizes. And they're both beautiful. Okay. They're just different sizes. And J-Hud rocked it with a short sleeve black top and Christian Louboutin booties. So what do you guys think about this?
I actually like Kim.
I do, too.
I don't know if I say that a lot, but I actually... She looks classy.
Yeah. I like it best from Kim as well. I wish I liked it from Jennifer because, she just got her star on the Walk of Fame this past week, so I would like to have given her the honors, but my vote's on Kim.
Her t-shirt's a little boring if she would have had a necklace on.
Yeah. She's been doing a lot of that lately, though. She's been up here quite a bit, and she's always looks a little matronly, I feel like.
Mm. I love the skirt.
I love that skirt.
I like it on Kylie and first and J-Hud second and Kim last.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I just like the simplicity of like the high neck because the skirt is so sexy and so tight. It looks good on Kim too. I mean, it's not bad, but I like it better with the other girls with the higher neckline.
Oh, man. I'm trying to rank in my brain and I can't do it because I hate each one for different reasons and I like each one for different reasons. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that Jay Hudson put the booty on. I kind of like the booty,
the shoe.
I think that's kind of cool. I feel like Kylie just looks, I don't know. I mean, I know she's like almost grown now, but I feel like you ain't grown. Why you got that
she's
on?
Trying.
Like it just doesn't work
it's
for
a little
me
too
for
much.
Something. I don't know why. I mean, it's just a skirt and whatever, but I just feel like it's, and maybe it's just because I have an impression of them that is too over-sexualized way too early and I just don't want to deal with it.
I think it's too long for her.
I just don't like it. It's not that it's like super revealing or anything. I just don't, it's not a preference to me. And I think Kim surprisingly does look pretty good in it to me, and I don't know why because I don't want it to be the case, but I like it for some reason.
I just think it's like classic office chic or something.
In the sexy way because she didn't wear her blazer kind of thing. Like, right. I'm the cutie out. Like, I kind of like this. Like, Kim is a little. I kind of like Kim.
Do you guys want a guy's perspective?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Jennifer Hudson looks great in it. Kylie Jenner. She looks like a teenager trying to dress out of her age range.
Yeah.
And Kim should not have worn that top. She looks frumpy.
Okay. Right. You don't think the Kim boobs? See, I thought the boobs are sitting low. I thought that was kind of like, ooh. Yeah.
No, that doesn't look good.
That doesn't. You don't like that?
Oh. Not at all.
The no bra look.
Man, you guys are hard on women in their 30s. I feel like Jennifer Hudson's business. They just moved.
She just had a baby. Yeah, I think they're all milky. And like, I thought that was like.
Milky?
Okay, it's competitive. Like, okay. Like when you have the baby.
Come on, next up. Next up.
No more milking for us. Talk, Courtney. Next up, we got Lily Collins, and she's here at the Glamour Magazine 23rd Annual Women of the Year Awards in New York City, and she's wearing also a Julia McDonald dress. That's the same designer that designed that catsuit that we saw earlier. So what do you think about this on Lily Collins?
I think she looks washed out and boring. It's a pretty dress. I just don't think it's pretty on her.
I agree. I think the color doesn't really do much for her because it's like a nude dress and her skin is just so pale. And
I can't tell where it begins.
Where it ends. It's hard to see it too. Yeah.
I think I'm in that. I think it's a bad picture. Because I feel like it's one of those that if I saw her in person, I'd be like, it actually matches. Sometimes you look really washed out when you wear that like skin foam, and sometimes it looks ethereal. And I feel like I'm biased because I like her a lot. I feel like she's really striking, and it looks like it fits very well. And maybe the picture with the white in the background like was too much with her pale skin, and it didn't work out as it should have. But the dress to me is beautiful, so I would like to think. Okay, so I have to judge on the picture.
Gets us every time.
I hate that.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's a hot mess. Like I just it's.
Agreed. Yeah. It's like you need to see it a little more.
I'm with Courtney. Like, I actually think it's a really beautiful dress. And I think it's one of the situations where in person it probably was really quite beautiful. We saw this with Rita Ora. Kind of very similar look with like the bold red lip and almost like an ombre color. Except Rita had the blonde hair and Lily has the dark hair. But I actually really like it. I think it's beautiful. I think it's elegant. I think she's trying to set herself up as kind of a, you know, not like a child star or whatever, but because she is pretty young, but I think she's trying to make herself not be overly sophisticated, but be that ingenue. And I think it's really beautiful. I actually like it. So I have to disagree with you
guys.
There
you go.
Yeah.
We're
disagreeing this week.
I don't know.
All right. So up next, we've got another young starlet, Miley Cyrus. And she's here at the 2013 MTV Europe Music Awards. Oh. And she is sporting a lace-up Tupac and Biggie dress from New York Vintage. The back of the dress states, "Please stop," and "Violence" is sprawled across the dress's front. So she finished the ensemble with Tom Ford Fall 2013 printed boots. You guys think of this?
What you got, Cherry?
Can we wear them separately?
Thank you! I'm like, that could have been a bad dress. Like, you could have been rocker and the bomb boots. But, like, why did you put that together at all, ever in life?
Because she's Miley Cyrus, that's why.
Right. Coming from the girl who just doesn't match herself.
even that's doing too much for you.
Even this time, I don't get it. I mean, she's not a hot mess separately, but together, it just did not work.
Yeah, the boots are great. They really are. But together, she just looks like a hooker.
I just think it's interesting, this whole thing of her trying to like send a message, like, oh, stop violence. Like, okay, of course, nobody wants violence, right? Yes. But dude, Miley, like sitting on a freaking ball naked, what kind of message is that sending? Well, and twerking? Like,
I
don't think she was trying to send a message by wearing this dress. I think message she was trying to send is, I like Tupac and Biggie because I'm cool. Like, and I think this dress is cool because rap is cool.
You not because
she actually believes in
it.
I think it's funny that she's saying rap is cool because she made a statement the other day about Jay-Z, about how that's not her style of music. She doesn't listen to Jay-Z, so if you don't listen to
Jay-Z. I think she's trying to be down. Yes. She's trying to appeal to a different audience. You know,
she's trying to appeal to, do you think they're taking the bait?
I think she picked out this outfit in Amsterdam on stage smoking.
And she was high. She's like, oh, that's cool. Get that.
She looks high in the picture.
I mean, using her body as a billboard.
She was definitely high at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a mess, Miley. Do your thing, girl.
Hummus, unanimous. All right, so last but not least, we've got the beautiful Toni Braxton here at the 2013 Soul Train Music Awards in Las Vegas. And she is wearing a sheer Amato couture gown in nude and some dark lips.
Her head looks funny.
Go ahead, Courtney, you want to go first?
Okay. Y'all know I have an issue when I can see your vagina and I can see your nipples.
That's what I kept talking about.
And like, it is see-through.
I totally get something sexy about the sheerness and I get it, but I don't want to be able to literally make out your labias. You can see her ish.
Through the
clearly.
And this is a picture on a screen. And so I can only imagine.
So I just, and Toni, her career, that and it's, this is her like trying to stay that sexy because remember, back in the day, she would wear very sexy gowns because her body was sick. That's her. She was known
for. That's her thing.
I'm not mad at that. I just need to not see your
vajayjay.
Well,
I have to stick up for her a little bit, but I have to put it out there. I don't like it. Okay. I don't like it. I think the dress is kind of cute the way it's made. It is a little too sheer. But sometimes when you walk out of the house, it's not that sheer. But when those lights hit you on your nipples, all of a sudden something
happens. But you've been working a long time. You're supposed to know that. Yeah, you're supposed to test it out. She knew what she was doing.
They're not sitting like they were when she was in her
30s.
She needs a nipple cover up.
Why take the risk? Like, I totally get what you're saying. Like, she doesn't, you know, the lights are different, but Courtney, right. Like, she's been doing this forever. She's not, you know, new girl on the block. And, like, why take that risk on your coochie area? Like,
I could almost be okay if it was just nipples, but when I can see your
Lady Town, as I like to call it.
I'm all about the no bra. I do no bra all the time.
I would like to.
I can't.
Yeah. After 25, we're not supposed to walk out showing our cuckoos.
Yeah. So. I mean, Toni's a woman of a certain age now, so I agree. She should
know
better.
And she still looks sexy. She looks amazing. She's still got a slamming body. So instead of us being able to talk about how gorgeous the dress looks on her and like the fit, we're talking about her coochie and her tatas, and it's like we don't need to see them. Be classy, and like it's so funny with Toni Braxton because like there is something about her that is so classy and so elegant. Absolutely. But she wears things like this sometimes. You're like, huh? Like I think of her as this classy, elegant person. I don't think of her as like a trashy.
That's her
person.
Inner Tamar.
But it's like,
But she's been known to do the sexy dress, high slits.
But I mean, she wore that one. The one dress I'm thinking about is that white dress that was like totally cut open in the back. Yes. But we didn't see her vagina.
It was 15 years ago, too.
Exactly.
And it was so classy and sexy at the same time without being trashy.
Steven, can we get a count on how many times we said vagina today?
Do you want words synonymous with vagina or just vagina?
Did you like that vagina peek?
We got about 10 coochies.
I was just curious.
A few tatas
labia, you know.
Oh, God.
All right, you guys.
As long as the P word was not said. Okay.
Oh, God. Give me 5 more minutes.
No.
And that's when I'll be like, oh, God.
We have milky breasts, though, right?
Okay, clearly we are having way too much fun. And that means you have to come back, Miss Cherry. That's all we have time for. Sorry, you guys. No more coochie vagina. But thanks for tuning in this week on Fashion 411. We want to thank our guest, Cherry Johnson.
Thank you.
And let everybody know, where can they find your shoes?
RoadRageShoes.com. You can always find me. That's the best way to find everything. And I'm a Twitterholic. I'm always on Twitter, CherryJohnson75.
Yes. And where can we find everybody else?
You can find me, your host, Erica Garcia Rojas, on Twitter and Instagram at IamEGR. And I have to put, like, a little plug for this hair.
It smells amazing.
So,
I just moisturized
it.
It smells so good.
And I am, like, really picky about scents.
And it's not really greasy either.
Not at all. I rubbed it in. It's quite nice.
Where can we find you, Courtney?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Stuart Starlet.
And you can find me, Deanna Vaughn, on Instagram and on Twitter at It's Me, Deanna V. And you guys have got to buy this hair oil. You got to get some shoes. And we have to have you back.
I would love to come back. Next season, new shoes.
Yes. All right. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you
next week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Dario Kristen, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network. If you have questions or comments, tweet us at BHL Online or email us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. For more exclusive content, visit blackhollywoodlive.com. This has been a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network.
Hollywood redefined. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.